All right. So we get obviously a ton of people that, you know, reach out for help and want to grow a listing based business. And one of the questions that we often get is, how do I get my first listing? Like, you guys talk a lot about scaling my listing agent business and getting to 100K or getting to multiple six figures. I just want my first listing. And so I want to dedicate this episode to exactly that, Ben. I want to walk people through a strategy to help them focus on just getting started. And so I'm going to share my screen, and I'd like to kind of walk through this and walk people through what I believe to be the best way to go out there and actually get your first listing. Now, the caveat to this is that this is built for the agent who, number one, doesn't have a lot of money to spend on marketing or advertising. And I think that's a large portion of people who are looking to just get started. They don't have a huge marketing spend or tons of money to spend into advertising, to purchase leads, to spend on mass mailings. They don't have that. This is for the agent who doesn't have 6-12 months to wait, Ben. They need business right now. They say, okay, I'm in this business. I've got to start generating some revenue as soon as possible. And then this is for the agent who doesn't have this huge sphere of influence or friends and family that are feeding them referrals. That's the context in which I want to focus on this episode. Because, yeah, what are your thoughts? Because that is typically the agents that we talk to, they fall into that bucket. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just wouldn't want to not be able to get into this business because my friends are not the right age to be buying homes. I just moved and now I don't know anybody. And now all of a sudden I can't do this business because most strategies are reliant on getting started based on your friends, your family, and, you know, just tapping into that circle.
That's exactly right. So now we're going to create a world in this video that is not reliant on any of these three things. How much money you have, you don't have to wait a long time. This will help you get going right away. And you don't have to rely on people that you know to beg them for business. All right, so let's jump into this. All right, I call this the inverted prospecting approach. And so here's how it works. And you guys have my full permission to steal everything in this video. And some of the things I mentioned, there'll be some links in the description that you might need to implement this strategy, all right? So I call it the inverted approach. So most of the time, and Ben, I want to get your thoughts on this too, the agents are prospecting, or with their marketing efforts, they're going directly after homeowners to get the listing. But the problem with that as a brand new agent is this, that number one, you need a high level of skill because of the level of competition. So if I'm a brand new agent, I've never had a listing before, and I'm trying to get my first listing, if you start to prospect or you start to market directly to the homeowner with the message, Ben, to go after the listing, so all of your scripts, your dialogues, your messaging, your copy, your advertising is all with the approach of, hey, let me list your property. That is super difficult because you need a high level of competency. You need a high level of skill to actually make that work, because there's other agents that have a higher level of skill than you doing that already. So that's one issue. The other issue is you also need a highly compelling listing presentation, which oftentimes for a new agent just getting started, they can't articulate their value proposition. In other words, if a seller were to say, okay, well, why would I hire you versus these other agents I'm dealing with? For a lot of agents that have never done this before, it's hard for them. And so I want to introduce the audience, Ben, to, again, this inverted prospecting approach. And what is that? Why do I call it the inverted approach? Because rather than communicating directly with homeowners to get them to list the house because of the issues I just talked about, we're actually going to go to the buyer first. And so, stick with me for a second. This is what I would do as the first step. And all of you have, you guys can steal this, okay? So step one is to build instant buyer demand. And the best way to do that is to do what I call the secret buyer offer post. And so you can see it on screen, but for people listening to this on the podcast, what you want to do is you want to create a post that, number one, has a picture of a what would be a highly desired home in your market, captures the attention when people are scrolling on Instagram or Facebook. And what you want the post to say is this: if you've been trying to buy a house, you know the struggle. We're in the biggest housing inventory deficit this country has ever seen, which means there's barely anything on the market that you'd even consider. Even if you do see something you like, there's multiple offers within 2 hours of the home hitting the market and buyers bidding way over the asking price. Well, I have something exciting for you. What if I could get you a list of potential dream homes that had everything you wanted in the exact neighborhood where you wanted to live without the competition from other buyers in the market? Would you want a list like this? If so, all you have to do is comment below with list, and I'll send you a direct message with the details. Now, we have coaching clients that, I don't know if you saw this post in our community the other day, but we have coaching clients that you said, okay, let me try this thing. And they post this. Number one, we're not doing it. You will get a lot of buyer opportunities for sure, but this is just step one. But because this is such a compelling offer, and so you'll get, I don't know, 5, 10, 20 people that want a list like this. And so from a buyer lead generation, you'll get tons of traffic just from posting this. Now, you can't post this every single day, right? So I'd save this post for a couple times per year. But we've had coaching clients that post this that get like 15 buyer leads in a day just from posting this, right? So you guys can steal this post, and that's step one. Ben, you want to add anything to that?
No, it's so good.
All right. Yeah, it's so good, right? I mean, it's because you're speaking to exactly everybody's pain point in this market for the last 3 or 4 years. It is difficult to purchase a home. All right, so now that's step one. Now, step two is to then build the buyer's wish list. So once you have these people responding, list, you get 15, 20 leads, then all you want to do is send them each a direct message and get their wish list. Find out what neighborhoods they want to go into. Find out what type of features they're looking for. And all you have to do is communicate to say, okay, great, let me go to work. I'll circle back with you and see which properties we can match you up with. And that's step two. It's really simple, right? You're just asking for people's wish lists. Super, super, super easy. And then step three is where you got to put in the work. So what does that mean exactly? So once you actually have the wish list, you're then going to contact the homeowners in the desired neighborhood. Now, the key difference, Ben, unlike what I talked about before you have the skill set, before you have a compelling presentation, before you have all of that as a brand new agent, you can't contact homeowners trying to get them to list a property because of the problems we already talked about. However, now when you contact a homeowner and you communicate the fact of like, listen, I have... the reason why I'm contacting you is I've actually got a client looking to purchase a home just like yours in the neighborhood. That conversation is a service call. It's way different. It's way easier to have. You're calling with a specific purpose on the behalf of a consumer looking to purchase a home in their neighborhood. You're doing everybody a solid.
That's right.
You're doing everybody versus calling to get a listing. It's a completely different conversation. And one of two things is going to happen, right? Number one, if the house is a perfect fit for the buyer and the seller, then you put together a transaction, right? You can create a compensation agreement between the buyer and the seller to outline how you're going to get paid. And you've put together a transaction between buyer and seller. You're playing matchmaker. And that's best case scenario. That doesn't happen that often, which is why the inverted prospecting approach works to get your first listing. Why? Well, because what happens most of the time is the house is not a fit for the buyer. However, what has occurred? Because the property is not a fit, you've actually created tangible value in the eyes of a seller and a buyer that no other agent has been able to create. And now you've generated a great buyer and listing lead through this approach, rather than if you would have just contacted the homeowner out of the blue and tried to get them to list their home, you would have had to deal with a lot of things that as a brand new agent, you weren't equipped to deal with. But now you're in conversation with a homeowner because you brought something to the table, tangible value, that now you're in conversation with people that want to sell their home that otherwise you wouldn't have gotten. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the key is a lot of agents fall into the trap of trying to say, well, I might have a buyer and whatnot. We're actually doing the legwork first. So you can have conviction and integrity when you make those calls, have those conversations. It's not a bait and switch. It's the real deal. Now, you can't control if Susie and Johnny are going to like the home, right? But now that you've really stepped up and shown the value in those conversations and opened the door.
Yeah. What I've always said is, I think that just imagine a world when you're prospecting and you're calling expired listings or for sale by owners, or you're calling around a just sold or a just listed or an absentee owner. Just imagine that you actually had the person who wanted to purchase that home every single phone call that you made, or every time you met somebody at the door, or perhaps you write a handwritten note to the entire neighborhood to say, hey, I have a client, Bob and Susie Smith, looking to purchase a home in your neighborhood. How much, to your point, how much more confidence you'd have? How much more conviction you'd have? Well, this is how you make that true. This is how you do that with integrity, because you're serving both consumers. It is true that buying a house right now is incredibly difficult. It's incredibly competitive. And so every time something decent hits the market, because we have such a lack of inventory, you have buyers bidding it way up and makes that unaffordable for a lot of buyers. So we solve that problem. Then the other problem with a lot of people that are thinking about selling is privacy. They don't want to go through, you know, the whole dog and pony show of listing it and dealing with showings and all of that. They would sell the house, right, if there was a buyer. And so you're doing what I believe consumers think that agents do anyways, which is you're bringing property owners together with people who want to purchase a home, and you're doing it in a way that removes the headache, the stress, the frustration, and that's why this works so well. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. People have to remember price is not always number one for people, right?
Yeah.
And you just nailed that.
Yeah. So my challenge to the audience is to, number one, just make that post that I just shared with you guys. Take the post, share it. It's super simple. That will get you into conversations with a lot of people really fast that are looking to purchase a home. That's step one. That's so easy. Anybody can do that. And then step two, once they say, hey, I'm looking at this neighborhood and this neighborhood and this neighborhood, you can use a service like a Vulcan 7 as an example. Again, there's a link to that in the description to get the contact information for property owners in that specific neighborhood. And then you can reach out to those people and use the script that I just talked about, right? Hey, listen, the reason why I'm calling is I have a client that's looking to purchase a property in your home or in your neighborhood. And as you know, there just isn't that much for sale. And so I know this call is out of the blue, but I told them I would do them a favor to find out if anybody was potentially looking at selling this year. And so I just didn't know if you had any thoughts on taking advantage of this market. And because you're calling from a service mindset, you'll see that people are very open to having that conversation. Any last thoughts that you want to add to this strategy?
Yeah. So I stumbled into this through investment properties. I had an investor and it was pretty open criteria of what he wanted. And I got to call on behalf of the buyer, and the confidence that you have in that conversation of, I am the one bringing you the value. If you don't want it, totally cool. It just helps. It'll help everybody, no matter where you're at in your journey, kind of take that next step of working on their skills and just having that conviction on the phone of I am truly the one bringing the value right now, and how far that can take you until you get to the point in your career where you don't even need to have a buyer to call somebody and have the conviction that truly you are the one holding the value.
Yeah, such a great point. Because, you know, I think the number, you know, when we coach a real estate agent, you know, the biggest challenge is learning what to say, how to say it, getting the confidence to say it. You can just remove all of that, right? Because now you've got a specific reason on why you're contacting people, which is what I believe most people need to get started, right? It's a lot different if you're calling them to convince somebody out of the blue to list their house with you and you have no relationship with them whatsoever versus doing exactly what you said is you're contacting them because you have the tangible value. And in this case, we're talking about a potential buyer for their house. Mm-hmm. And so that conversation, I think, is a much easier thing to muster up some confidence to do. And again, when we look at approaching the homeowners in the neighborhood, you can call them, you can door knock them, you can send a handwritten card. Those three methods would allow you to get into conversation with people that are thinking about selling that, again, otherwise you wouldn't have. And so as you're starting your business, as you're starting your career, as you start to think about how do I go out there and start to generate listing opportunities, this would be a really good place for you to start. And so try it. Let us know what questions you have. And we can use the comment section for that. So let us know, do it, do the work, put in the work, execute, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.